Do you provide early treatment for Class 2 Division 1 malocclusions? For example, a 9-year-old female presents to your office with a full Class 2 Division 1 malocclusion and she's in the mixed dentition. She has no crowding and her overjet is about 7 millimeters. So what do you do? For those of you that do provide early treatment, keep listening to this review. And for those of you that don't, well, you still may want to listen. If you do provide early treatment for this patient, how would you widen the maxillary arch so it will fit properly with the mandibular arch when you achieve a class 1 molar relationship? We all realize that the maxillary arch in a moderate to severe class 2 relationship is narrow. It needs to be widened, and the widening really depends upon the method of correction. If you were to use a cervical headgear to correct this malocclusion, can you widen the maxillary arch enough with only a cervical headgear during phase 1 treatment? That question was answered in a study that was published in the June 2003 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. Now, the title of this article is Maxillary Expansion in Class 2 Correction with Orthopedic Cervical Headgear. This study was co-authored by Mira Kiravainen and Turka Kiravainen from the University of Helsinki in Finland. The purpose of their study was to investigate the effects of cervical headgear therapy on skeletal and dental widths of the maxilla and maxillary arch during early treatment of class 2 malocclusions. Their sample consisted of 40 children with an average age of 9 years. There were 20 boys and 20 girls. A control sample of nearly 600 subjects was used to compare this information. Now, the only appliance used on the 40 treated subjects was a cervical headgear with maxillary molar bands. All individuals had Class 2 Division 1 malocclusions. Now, when the cervical headgear was placed, it was widened by 10 millimeters. All patients were treated until the Class 2 relationship had been corrected to Class 1. Again, no other appliances were used. Then the authors compared the intermolar width and maxillary widths using posteroanterior cephalometric radiographs to determine if widening actually occurred. Okay, I think you get the idea. This was a very straightforward study. It was clean. The only appliance used was a headgear, and then pre- and post-treatment radiographs and dental casts were used to measure any changes in width. Okay, what happened? Actually, the widening in the maxillary molar region was significant. It was greater than 3 millimeters over a year's period of time. In addition, evaluation of posteroanterior cephalometric radiographs showed that the maxilla itself also widened nearly 2 millimeters. In fact, when the mandibular dental casts were evaluated, even the mandibular intermolar width expanded nearly 1 millimeter. So there you have it. If you apply a cervical headgear during the mixed dentition and you widen the inner bows significantly, you can expect a fairly significant change in inner molar width of both the maxillary and a bit in the mandibular arch over a period of time. This is not only a dental change, but it also represents a change in maxillary width. Of course, this width alteration is necessary in order to maintain normal buccolingual relationships as the mandible grows forward relative to the maxilla during the correction of the class 2 relationship. Anyway, I thought this was a very clean and interesting study. If you'd like to review it, you'll find it in the June 2003 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.